This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Sheely's in the front of the classroom, senior USA Prepares instructor. And if you'd like to talk with him and ask him about your questions, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Dr. Sheely, I know a young man who had what appeared to be psoriasis, and he had these itching, burning rash symptoms on his stomach, on his legs, on his forearms, and he went to a dermatologist for years. They put him on amoxicillin, they tried all different kinds of creams, potions, lotions, nothing worked. And one day he got this sore throat, so what he decided to do is he was going to gargle with some dilute apple cider vinegar, and then he decided, you know, I was going to take some apple cider vinegar, like a teaspoon of it, you know, a couple times a day. And within about a week, all of this itching, rash, psoriasis-looking stuff disappeared, absolutely gone. Have you ever heard of anything like that, Dr. Sheely?
Oh, yes. You know, the pH of the blood is very important in every known problem. And apple cider vinegar is one of the best ways to help alkalinize yourself.
Okay, but that apple cider vinegar is acidic, right?
But for some reason, it works to change your pH in the opposite direction.
Okay,
I just wanted to make the folklore behind it, what it's said to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, Dr. Sheely, what about someone who has acid reflux? Does it work the same way?
It
for acid
can
reflux?
Help with that as well.
Which is exactly the opposite of what, you know, thinking might be. Think acid reflux, why would you add more acid, right?
And, well, the worst thing in the world, by the way, is the drugs for acid reflux.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost worse than the disease itself.
Mm-hmm. And is acid reflux a disease, or is it just a condition that just comes and goes?
Well, it's a disorder. It's a problem of metabolism, yes.
Okay. So for someone who has acid reflux, what would you recommend?
Well, I prefer limonene, L-I-M-O-N-E-N-E, 1,000 milligrams. It's an extract of orange peel, and taking that 3 to 4 times a day is infinitely safer and better than any over-the-counter thing.
Okay, limonene, 1,000 milligrams, 3 to 4 times a day for acid reflux. Okay.
Yeah.
I've written that down. When we were on with Amit in Massachusetts, there was actually a reason why I was asking him and you the question about drivers. It seems to me that people are more on edge in every respect in their lives. There's a spate of shooting, a rash of shootings. People walking down the sidewalk in cities and getting sucker punched by someone they don't even know, and they've been knocked out by somebody just punching them. You know, I'm talking about women, senior citizens. People absolutely have no idea who their attacker is, and their attackers just randomly just lose control and just attack people. Dr. Sheely, do you think that this could be a medical condition? It could be something that some medicine is causing people to go crazy. I'm thinking about like a steroid.
Well, it could be, but I think it's actually fear. The stupidemic has created the greatest, probably a fear much greater than people had in the bubonic plague, because they didn't know about it the way we have the excess news now. At any rate, I think the entire cabal, Committee of 300, Illuminati, the evil empire is behind the entire structure.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Fauci has gone from someone who people thought walked on water to someone people have no confidence whatsoever in, because
well,
he would
I
say masks
from the beginning
on.
He needs to be shot in public square. I consider him part of the evil empire for sure.
Mm-hmm. And do you think, would you go as far as to say he's gotten a lot of people killed as a result of his musings and recommendations and et cetera?
Well, I just think he's a crook. That's the kind of thing I could say about him.
Okay. All right. I had a couple other questions here. Okay, we've talked about the rash of shootings. I'm just trying to read my own writing. Leaky gut, Dr. Shuley. Leaky gut. What is that? We hear a lot about that on some advertisements and, you know, news reports, etc. What is a leaky gut?
Well, it's one that's not working properly, period. It can be all kinds of ups and downs, from bloating to constipation to diarrhea, pain in the gut, irregular bowel movements, excess or deficient. And basically, it means your metabolism and your digestive system are not working properly. And, of course, the most important organ for keeping you alive is your brain and your heart, but followed by the gut. And the gut has more bacteria in it than you have cells in your body. So it sort of overrules all the other cells in some respects.
Okay, so in that line of thinking, Dr. Shuley, should people consume oatmeal to clean themselves out, meaning the extra fiber, and have an easier time with elimination?
Well, it's good for some people, but all of this is an individual thing. In other words, oatmeal is one possibility. Yoga and probiotics are another possibility. You have to... There's not one thing that fits everybody when it comes to digestive problems. Many people need digestive enzymes. It just requires exploration, if you will.
Mm-hmm. In the around 1492, 1493, Ponce de Leon was believed to be sailing with Christopher Columbus. And he was looking for the Fountain of Youth. Some people are, and they thought that there was this mineralized spring water that was the Fountain of Youth. And what some people are now saying is probiotics, which you have been recommending for as long as I've known you, is the Fountain of Youth. Is that true?
Well, it's
I think that
it,
is.
For sure. No question about it. Again, you need the proper pre- and probiotic organism in your intestinal system. And, you know, the best ones, by the way, are naturally fermented things like sauerkraut, but not when it's been pasteurized in a can, but when it's been naturally fermented. So homemade sauerkraut, for instance.
Okay, homemade sauerkraut. So take cabbage, and how would you make sauerkraut homemade, Dr. Shuley?
Well, I've made my own. I mean, you just chop it up and put a teaspoon of salt and water in it and let it ferment at room temperature. It takes 6 to 8 weeks.
It takes 6 to 8 weeks?
Yes.
All right. Okay, we can do that, and I'm going to try that this summer. I'm just looking at some of the notes here. I have recommended to our class watching a series called, it's on Netflix, and it's called Dirty Money. And this series, it ran for 2 years. So there were 12 episodes total. 2018 was the first release, and 2020 was the second release. They talk about the cheating at Volkswagen and the noxious emissions from the Volkswagen cars and how Volkswagen cheated and ended up buying back 500,000 Volkswagens. Now, there's another scandal about payday loans in the United States. And there's another one called Valeant Pharmaceuticals, V-A-L-E-A-N-T, where this company, Valeant, would buy other pharmaceutical companies and fire the research and development employees, and because they figured they could save 28% on average of each company's expenses if they just fired the research and development department. And so that is one of the subjects of dirty money. Then there's the cartel bank, which is HSBC money laundering for cartels. And there's a maple syrup heist, which was a really, really well executed plan to steal maple syrup from the maple syrup reserve in Canada. And you get a chance to see how brilliant this plan was. I mean, it was evil. It destroyed lives. But and then there's one called the Confidence Man, and the subject of that is Donald Trump. Then there's Wells Fargo and how Wells Fargo forced its employees, the top of Wells Fargo forced its employees to open accounts without the permission of its customers, and how that scandal broke. And then there's the slumlord millionaire. That's Jared Kushner, and he's the son-in-law to the Confidence Man. And let's see. Then there's illegal mining, gold, absolutely destroying the environment. And then there's a town in Texas, and it is Point Comfort, and a Asian plastics company came in there, and everybody thought, this is great, jobs, 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 and they polluted the entire town with toxic plastic waste. So that's back to what we were talking about in the beginning of this broadcast class, which is greed and cheating, meaning dumping toxic waste into the waterways, the airways, on the ground, etc. And it seems to be, Dr. Shealy, everywhere. I mean, every country, every corporation just cheating every way they can through keeping the packaging the same but putting less contents in it and charging the same amount of money. Every way you can think of, it appears to me that companies are cheating people and people are cheating people. And this is like society is devolving, in my opinion. Would you say that could be true, that we are devolving?
I think not only could be, but is. But that's one of the reasons I don't watch television. I don't want to be exposed to that nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, anyway, I just wanted to tell you, class, dirty money is an assignment for homework, and I think it will be an eye-opener. And it probably will change your life as to how you look at things. So, Dr. Shealy, probiotics, I've been taking them, and I was put on antibiotics. I guess that would be the opposite. And it seems that when you're on antibiotics, you think, oh, it's working. And maybe it does work in the short run. But in the long run, doesn't it have a detrimental effect on the body?
Inevitably. It always damages the normal bacteria in your gut. And different strokes for different folks is how long it takes you to recover. Mm-hmm. Antibiotics both save lives, but they kill your normal bacteria.
Well, I've been off antibiotics at your recommendation for quite some time now, a significant amount of time. I've been on probiotics, and it seems to me that the things that antibiotics would do, the probiotics have taken over for, and they're doing it. Is that possible, Dr. Shealy?
Absolutely. That's why you take them.
And it really, really works, class. No kidding. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And so in my free lecture, called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This can be slight. And what are today's hot? Why today? God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, we're talking about greed and cheating. Dr. Shealy, I don't know if you had been part of any of these discussions with us here at USA Prepares, but there's a company called Orscheln Farm and Home. It's a store chain here in Missouri. Have you ever been to one of them?
No.
Okay. Well, if you were driving through Marshfield, Missouri, you know, from your farm to our farm, you'd drive right past one of these. They would buy the old Walmart stores when Walmart would outgrow them, and Walmart would replace them with a new supercenter. So Orscheln would buy the old Walmart stores, and so that's how big they are. And they got together with, they would sell things for the farm and the ranch, kind of like feed, you know, for animals, chicken feed, horse feed, cattle feed, etc. They would sell fencing and rugged wear, meaning heavy-duty clothing for the farmers. They would sell batteries and tires and, you know, what a farmer would need. Kind of almost like mostly one-stop shopping for the farmer. And they had tractor hydraulic fluid, which is like the lubricant, the fluid that would run in hydraulic cylinders. So if you have a front-end loader on your tractor or your backhoe or your bulldozer, you would use this type of a fluid. Well, what they did was Orscheln and Citgo got together, and they used line flushing fluid from the refinery. Like, let's flush out the crud out of the lines, and now what do we do with this fluid that we use to clean out the lines? Well, we'll put it in buckets and we'll sell it to stupid farmers because they don't know any better. And I'm just kidding, of course. But and they damaged lots and lots of equipment. This was a multi-million-dollar lawsuit, and our family was in the center of this. And they damaged every piece of equipment, hoses, steering cylinders, hydraulic pumps, everything you can think of on a tractor, gearboxes, that this fluid touched, it damaged because it wasn't lubricant. It didn't have lubricating qualities. It didn't meet the specifications for John Deere, Ellis, Chalmers, Ford, etc. that was claimed on the buckets. So what they did was they dumped this fluid on the market at prices that were attractive to farmers, just like the aluminum industry dumped fluoride on the unsuspecting consumer. And the net effect is it damages everybody it touches. So I just wanted to mention that this has happened to us, and we went after them. We went after Citgo and Orscheln, and we prevailed. Now, we didn't come out really on top, but our case was in the top 10 in the country in terms of damage sustained and proven by testing, etc. And so my question to you, Dr. Shuley, is it's a long way around the bend trying to say, has that ever happened in medicine where chicanery was involved, fleecing the customer was involved in a big way like that?
You know, honestly, I don't know. Let's face it, the medical profession and the pharmacomafia, if you will, don't allow discussion of such things very often. I don't trust any pharmaceutical company, to be honest. I don't trust the dental industry especially. And, I believe the biggest lawsuit in the history of the world should be against the Dental Association for Fluoride and Mercury. But it hasn't happened.
Yeah, right. And what we're finding out, so if you watch Dirty Money, the assignment on Netflix that we talked about, you will see how the powerful suppress and beat up and enslave the little people. They really do, and it's disgusting. Dr. Shuley, I have a friend who's, let's say 70 years old or so, and he got the Pfizer vaccine. 1 week later, I'm sorry, two days after he got it, he could hardly move his arms. He's a truck driver. So he was out of work for 2 days because of his reaction to the vaccine. No question that's what it was related to. He never had this problem before. His arms and hands didn't work right. Eric Clapton, the famous guitarist, had the same problem. Okay, so a week after he got the vaccine, I was over at his farm, and I was chatting with him. And he was cutting down a sweet gum tree in his yard that had been taken down by a storm. So he was just, you know, cleaning up his yard because of this big sweet gum tree that was cut down. He had a massive, massive reaction. Ended up at the doctor's office, and it's really messed him up. And so a week later, he's still messed up, and he's not able to work. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris arrived in Guatemala Sunday after a technical issue forced her plane to return to Maryland 30 minutes into her first attempt. Harris is touring Guatemala and Mexico as part of the Biden administration's efforts to address the surge of migration Two suspects were arrested Sunday in connection with the road rage shooting death of a 6-year-old boy being driven to school by his mother last month. The suspects were identified as 24-year-old Erez Marcus Anthony and 23-year-old Lee Nguyen. The two were arrested at their home in Costa Mesa, California. The Food and Drug Administration is on the verge of announcing a decision, the fate of an Alzheimer's drug that could be the first treatment approved after nearly two decades of failed efforts. On Monday, the agency will rule on the drug aducanumab, which aims to slow the progression of memory and thinking problems early in the disease. If approved, it would be the first new Alzheimer's medication since 2003. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
The very expensive infrastructure bill may come to a vote this week in Washington, D.C. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Democrats will proceed with preparing President Biden's $1 trillion infrastructure bill for a vote on the House floor this week with or without Republican support.
It's just a bit perplexing why the Republicans haven't moved further on critical pieces.
U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm on CNN State of the Union. The Biden administration rejected the latest offer from Republicans on Friday.
Republicans have pushed for pieces of the energy infrastructure that the president had put into the American Jobs Plan that are not in their counteroffer.
President Biden is set to negotiate with Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia for the third time. The latest offer from Republicans included over $300 billion in new spending to fix U.S. roads, bridges, broadband, and other public works. The Biden administration is asking for at least $1 trillion.
Any infrastructure bill brought forward by Biden must be backed by all Democrats and 10 Republicans, or pass through a process called reconciliation along party lines. Microsoft is planning to detail its next generation of Windows at an event later on this month. The software giant has started sending out invitations to the media for a Windows event on June 24th. The invite comes just a week after Microsoft teased a next generation of Windows announcement. Microsoft is expected to detail its next significant changes to Windows, and they will likely include a number of visual enhancements. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shuley is with us, and you can find him at his website, normshuley.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. And if you'd like to call his office in Springfield, Missouri, to set up an appointment, either virtually or in person, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. Or if you'd like to listen to Dr. Shuley on his radio broadcast out of KICK, AM 1340, Springfield, Missouri. Dr. Shuley, how would you recommend they do that?
I'm sorry, how would I recommend what?
Our class, tune in to your broadcast.
It's on Wednesday, KICK, 1340 AM at 4 p.m. Central Time.
There you go. So you can just look that up. And if you go to Dr. Shealy's website and you sign up for his free newsletter, you'll get reminders about the broadcast so you won't miss it. So back to my 70-year-old friend who got the Pfizer vaccines. 1 week later, he was cutting down some tree branches that landed from the storm taking down his sweet gum tree. He had a massive allergic reaction, massive, coughing like crazy, almost sounded like he got COVID. Have you heard of anything like this, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, yes.
A reaction? Okay.
I've heard of people dying suddenly within a day or two or a week, as well as all kinds of medical problems. I think
you're talking about after the vaccine?
After the vaccine, yes. And, of course, some people say you'll be dead within 2 years if you take the vaccine. So, remember my statement. To get that vaccine to me, you got to shoot me with a gun first, and I carry a black widow pistol in my bedroom.
Every once in a while I get a reminder from one of our instructors. Hey, Vinny, please reconsider getting the vaccine. And I've reconsidered it, and have the same answer. Absolutely, positively not.
Under no circumstance whatsoever.
Right. Do you have any recommendations? Would probiotics be something that would be good for this 70-year-old who is really having a tough time? As a matter of fact, it's so
the
bad,
Dr.
Shealy.
The only thing that might help is a PEMF, gamma PEMF device.
Okay.
But it have to be tried to find out. I would put that over his heart and over his brain.
Heart and brain. Maybe I can lend him the one I have. How long should he be on it, Dr. Shealy?
2 hours on the head, 2 hours on the chest every day.
Would a week or two be enough to get some baseline?
If he's going to get any effect, you'll notice it within a couple of 3 days, I imagine.
Okay. All right. And he got in his truck to go to the doctor's office. He's a veteran. He went to the doctor's office, came home, and he found himself in his truck, slouched over at his gate. And he had no idea how it all happened. And then he found himself in his truck a day later, or 2 days later, same thing happened right by his barn. And he has no recollection of how this happened. Does this all sound like this is vaccine related or cutting down the sweet gum? Okay.
Almost certainly.
Have you ever heard of a reaction to cutting down a sweet gum tree like this? Because he's had
a sweet gum tree.
Well, right. And that's what I mentioned to him, because he's had that gum tree in his yard for, I don't know, 30, 40 years. And it's the same one. And it drops the same leaves and same gumballs and all the rest of it. But, you know, he thought it was this massive reaction. I guess maybe that's what his VA doctor said. So they have him on azithromycin and nothing for the cough. But he says he coughs so hard it really hurts. Really hurts. And that sounds like COVID-19 symptoms, doesn't it?
Well, yes, but, you know, they're all over the place, too.
Watermelon. I love watermelon, Dr. Shealy, and I was wondering if, and sometimes I overdo it. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. I can tend to overdo it. So if I were to eat watermelon for, let's say, a week, and let's say an eighth of a large watermelon, you know, once a day for a week, would I be purging my body of vitamins and minerals, etc.?
It's possible. I mean, again, it depends on not just watermelon, but whatever else you're eating as well, or what you're not eating because of being too full from the watermelon.
Okay. So do you like watermelon as well?
Yeah. Actually, interestingly, I prefer cantaloupe.
Okay. Well, there's more mass, I guess, to cantaloupe, and watermelon is kind of more water, and cantaloupe is more fruit, right?
More taste to me. I mean, watermelon to me is just slightly sweet. Cantaloupe is more luscious.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So there was this guy in Houston, and he got what's been called COVID tongue, like the tongue in your mouth. And it makes it impossible for him to speak or eat after he was put on a ventilator to survive the virus. So this guy, this poor man's tongue, I would say, is 5 or 6X. Whatever a normal tongue is, this guy's tongue is hanging down wider, thicker, fatter, longer. It's down below his chin, and he can't put it back in because it won't fit. Have you ever heard of that one?
I haven't heard of that one.
I mean, this poor guy, he was put on a ventilator. I think he's on IV fluids. No, well, Dr. Shelley, imagine sticking your tongue out and not pointing it, but having it lie fat and flat and hanging down below your chin and being more than 50% as wide as your face.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
I mean, this guy's tongue is probably the size of his fist. And it's got to be really terrifying. I mean, I don't know what the answer is, whether they're going to cut it off or what in the heck they're going to do with this thing. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it's a result of COVID, getting COVID, and after he's put on the ventilator. So, stomach tube to eat. And because and it's not just this one guy. There are other people who've gotten this as well. And they say that black people are more likely to develop this particular condition than white people. It's called angioedema.
That is an allergic reaction ordinarily, but...
Absolutely terrifying. I mean, I feel really bad for this man. He's got to be like gagging every second. We've got Gene in Kentucky. Welcome, Gene.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Gene, I wanted to ask you.
Nah.
You bought stock in Domino Sugar, right?
Nah, I don't buy Domino Sugar. I don't buy really any sugar. It's just already stuff I buy. Well, anyway, what I call these people taking all this stuff is thinning the herd.
Yeah.
We're going to thin the herd.
Dr. Shelley? We're
going to thin the herd. So, you know, I mean, I try to talk them out of people out of it, but they just look at you, you know, like you got thin eyes and junk, you know. I think I talked my husband out. I'm not sure if he's lying or not about taking it. But anyway.
Taking what?
Taking the jab, the experimental jab.
Okay.
You know, the gene therapy, the operating system that they're installing in people. So vaccine.
Dr. Shelley, I've got a question for you about this. So let's say Gene's husband decides he's going to take the jab, the COVID vaccination, whichever one he decides to take. And Gene is pleading with her husband not to take it, and she's not going to take it.
Yeah,
and so her husband does.
Condom. Make him wear a condom.
Oh, that's exactly where I was going. And
yes.
And not only that, I was going to ask, what about if he gave you a big sloppy kiss?
No, it's got to be in cholesterol.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering, Dr. Shelley, what are your thoughts?
Well, I would say, you know, good luck to him and both of you, but I wouldn't do it. That's all I could say. I don't know.
Of course not. I would give it to a dog.
Could her husband...
I would think that's cruelty to animals, too.
Yeah, they're probably already given to the animals. You can just walk and track the supply and see all the vaccines that's given to the agricultural industry. I mean, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, these poor animals have no say over it, I mean, y'all raise cattle, so you know probably all the junk that's given to them. I mean, just walk.
Well, I know what other farmers do. I know what other farmers do.
Yeah.
Sometimes if an animal is sick, we'll give them a vitamin B complex.
Yeah, I understand that. But you're a good person, but there's other people out there that don't care. You know what I mean?
We We don't, okay, let's share this with the class. Class, there, ivermectin is an insecticide. And it is something that a lot of farmers use. And you just go buy it. I mean, you know, you hear about ivermectin on the news. Well, you can buy it by the gallon as a farmer. And you don't need any license to do it. Just go buy it. And it's just like buying gasoline almost. And so to thin this stuff out, and some of it is injectable ivermectin, some of it is pour on.
Yeah.
Pour on, you just pour it on the animal's back. And yeah, and so I know a guy who smells like diesel fuel all the time. He really does. And it's not because he drives a diesel truck. It's because he takes these insecticides that he wants to minimize the flies around cows, and he'll mix it with diesel fuel, and then he'll put it in one of these plant sprayers, and he'll spray it in the faces of his cows.
Oh, no,
gets in their eyes. I'm talking about diesel fuel. It's cruel.
Of course it's cruel.
We don't do that. Dr. Shuley, any comments?
Well, I to me, that's insanity.
I want to ask a question, too. Can
Go
I ask
ahead.
A question?
Okay.
What causes
Absolutely.
Excessive saliva? That sometimes I have excessive saliva. It feels like I'm drooling occasionally.
What causes an excess of saliva?
Yeah. Occasionally I get it. I don't know if it's probably the junk I'm eating. I don't know. But that's
even,
really my good junk.
Even when you're not, you know, eating, it can come any time. Or only while you're eating.
It happens every once in a while. Because right now I'm eating a lot of strawberries because I got strawberries out the yang yang.
Right.
The only thing I can do any good right now is my strawberries. I got carried away with all the ones I planted and they just went crazy. So, but I mean, I do it occasionally. It'll happen and then it goes away. You think my saliva glands are stopped up? My salivary glands, we call it?
Yeah.
That could be it.
I don't know that one. I never heard of it.
Yeah,
Gene, would you stay with us? I've got a personal question for you.
Yeah, and that, and okay, whatever.
You knew this was coming, right?
Yeah, but I just listen and take a thing, grain of salt.
Here's the question. Are there things that you eat that you would rather Dr. Shuley not know about?
I got to tell him anyway, but I just wish I could go to Tropical Island and have all nothing but vegetables.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June
June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. His number at his office in Springfield, Missouri. His clinic is 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. If you'd like to chat with his employees and find out how to make an appointment, I'll be glad to help you. Gene,
by the way, I found something. One of the causes of excess saliva is excess sweets.
Probably so.
And one of the cures is to take two little cloves.
I'm on the phone. Go ahead. You there?
And chew two little cloves.
Uh huh. Two little cloves
two,
of what?
Two cloves of what, Dr. Shealy?
Cloves.
You're talking about cloves? The actual.
Cloves. All I know is cloves. C-L-O-V-E-S.
Okay, I was thinking cloves of garlic. Okay,
yeah,
you're talking about cloves.
No, okay. the spice clove.
Right. Okay.
Oh, really? I've got plenty of that.
Yeah, just take two of them.
Yeah, because I make my own curry powder and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I used to suck on those when I was a child. Just put one in my mouth and, suck on it for 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, they're good for toothache.
Gene,
now that will help.
There are other things, but the two cloves sounds like the best, and cut down on the sweets.
Yeah, I know. I need to go to some tropical island that only has vegetables.
Gene,
no access to granola bars. And yes, I'm listening.
Gene, in your defense, uh-huh. You probably can't believe I'm saying this, right?
That's
in
okay.
your defense. In your defense, these sweets are designed to be absolutely, positively addictive.
Oh, I know.
And
the flavor especially.
And
everything.
Yeah. And like that cherry flavor, that natural cherry flavor. That comes from a beaver.
That phony stuff.
No, natural cherry flavor comes from beaver butt. Beaver's rear end. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Look it up, class.
I know about all this stuff. All this stuff is a natural flavor. They even put it, I went to Walmart just to get some more canned goods have around here, and some of their brands now in their mixed vegetables have natural flavor. I was so upset, I was screaming in the aisle.
Yeah, and what is natural flavor? I mean, is that tree bark?
It's MSG.
Well, hydrolyzed vegetable protein. I mean, I've got some grass growing. I'm talking about, you know, Kentucky 31 out here, right outside the studio. That'd be natural flavor too.
I chickweed.
And so and sawdust. And maybe if you ground up fine enough, our stone driveway, that'd be a natural flavor too.
Yeah, but I've read most of the time it's MSG. They just call it different names. They can call it spice,
right,
extractive, all kinds of junk. I mean, I am so upset that they're putting in even stuff organic. It's just ridiculous. They're just trying to do a slow kill of the population. That's all it is.
Gene, I was thinking about this, and it's going to sound like I've lost my mind, but I'll say it anyway.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if Hell's Angels, you know, the motorcycle club,
yeah,
is the answer to our problems. And here's why. They have a code of conduct.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you just like the mafia has a code of conduct. You don't lie. If you're in the mafia, you don't lie because the penalty is severe. Mm-hmm. It's like it'll take your breath away.
Yeah.
It's so severe if you lie to other members in the mafia. So same thing I believe is true in Hell's Angels. Now, I've never been in Hell's Angels, but I believe they have a code of conduct that's the same. But politicians and corporations lie to us all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a feeling that if Hell's Angels got together and they said, okay, we're going to have a ride and we're going to go visit politician A and we're going to have like 400 of us and we're just going to show up.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a chat with them. We'll bring Lucille with us. We'll bring Lucille with us. And then we'll go see politician B and C and D. And let's go see CEO, you know.
Everybody. It's all these corporations out there. I told the girl yesterday, came and visited, she and her husband. I said, y'all need to take this superintendent of the Grayson County Schools and sit him down and tell him no more masks, no more child abuse. We're not putting up with this junk anymore. I tell these people, get a backbone.
All right. Let me share very quickly a story. You might have heard me say this once. In Prince Edward County in Virginia, back in the desegregation days, they decided, the federal government told every state, you will integrate your school system. Mm-hmm. And blacks and whites, et cetera, they're gonna all mix.
Yeah,
and in Prince Edward County, Virginia, they said, no, we're not. So they literally shut down the school system. And for a whole generation, unless you were a privileged white person and could afford to go to one of the academies that they built for the purpose of educating the children, you didn't go to school. So there are no public schools open during this period around 1960. It's absolutely true. So we have a lost generation. Now, I have a feeling that we're going to have a lost generation again as a result of the schools shutting down, etc. Gene, any comments? And Dr. Shealy?
There's a bunch of idiots out there.
Yeah. Dr. Shealy, any comments about that?
It's a small part of the big, long problem.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. It's just one little part.
Yeah, the Illuminati.
But can you imagine being a school child and having school removed from your life?
Child abuse. Yes. Y'all take care.
Yep.
Thank
Gene,
you.
Gene, thanks so much for sharing your wisdom with us, Dr. Shealy. Thank you.
Yeah,
well, you do, and you're a fireball. You really are, and I mean that in the
crazy.
Most.
Crazy. He calls me crazy.
I'll bet.
Thank you.
I'll bet you do.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.